All right, we're back here on Let's Talk About It, being joined today by Emily Bivins. We've got Chamber Talk going on right now. First off, Emily, how are you doing? How's everything been?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hanging in there. Good. It's the end of the sports season, so it's a little
bit... We're just loving this, right?
Absolutely, right? Yes. Mother Nature will not let us go at all. We are talking about the Jamestown Chamber, and let's just start with the Young Professionals of Jamestown. Leadership Academy is on the docket now?
Yes. They did a pilot program of this last year, went very well. So this is the first full academy that they are launching, and a great lineup of speakers. We're going to kick it off on March 23rd with Mike Delfs. He's the CEO out at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, talking about leadership versus management, and just a few other great, there's a panel about community involvement, a speaker on about emotional intelligence, and the last speaker of the academy is of course Polly Peterson up at the University of Jamestown, a great leader here locally. And then at the very end, we do a reflection and we'll review what you learned, what you got out of it, and then we do a little graduation ceremony, so it's kind of fun. But registration is still open for that. It's $100 for chamber members. It's a 6-week long academy, and it's $200 for non-chamber members. You can go to jamestownchamber.com to register for that. Perfect. But it kicks off next week on the 23rd.
Anytime you can hear Polly Peterson speak, it's always a good thing. She's always got some sort of great advice for everybody. So that'll be very, very cool. And again, jamestownchamber.com is where you can sign up for that. And again, $100 starts March 23rd. All right, how about this? Cash Mob going on in Jamestown again. So what is the whole idea behind this?
Yes, so Cash Mob, obviously inspired by the flash mobs, but basically we highlight a business for the day, and then our ambassadors and young professionals, we pick a time where we can go there and mob them with cash. Mm. So we recently had one at Handpick Boutique, and it was super fun. We've had some guys in there making a few purchases, maybe for girlfriends or significant, I don't know what it was, or maybe for themselves. There's lots of stuff in there. So it was just a really fun event. So thank you to Handpicked for having us and hosting us for that. And our next one, we're actually going to try something a little different. We're going to do a lunch mob. Ooh. We're going to go over to Dairy Queen. So that'll be on April 11th. And we're going to go a little bit after the lunch hour at 1 o'clock. So we're not bombarding them at a busy time. But just another great way to highlight a local business and a local chamber member here in Jamestown.
And highlighting local businesses, local chamber members is something you guys do really, really well. And part of all of that is the Customer Service Awards, as well as your Business of the Month. So what's the latest in that? Because I know we got a couple new award winners there.
Yes, of course. It's a new month, March. And we were over at Plantation Coffee to award them with the Business of the Month award. Always great service there. I actually just came from there, grabbed a coffee before I came up here. They have such great service. They're fast and efficient, and they are a great part of the community. So congratulations to them, and thank you to them for providing such great service here in Jamestown. And then our Customer Service Award winner was a new one. I don't think we've ever given the Customer Service Award to a police officer. We were over at the police department, and Scott Geisler was the winner of the Customer Service Award for March. He is also the school resource officer, and so his nomination spoke to about how he helped this student and really talked to him and made a big impact on their life. So very, very deserving, and kind of cool to see a nomination like that come through and then, of course, be awarded. So congratulations to Scott.
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. If people have nominations for the chamber, where should they send them to?
JamestownChamber.com at the bottom of the homepage. We always are looking for nominations for Customer Service and Business of the Month. Actually, I'm going to push Business of the Month because we need nominations for that. So, and I know we have great businesses here in town, and it's always good to recognize the great stuff and the great things in our community. Push that positive information out. So if you recently had a good experience at a business, please submit a nomination.
Submit it, highlight those people because they deserve to be recognized here in our community. Other things going on at the chamber, we've got workshops, a little bit of workforce things going on too. So what's the whole story behind that?
Yeah, so our next workshop, it's a workforce lunch and learn, and it's about foreign worker programs. And that's going to be on March 30th from noon to 1, and it's $10 for chamber members, $15 for non-members. And it's just about getting started with foreign worker programs. If you think that your company may benefit from it or your business, come and learn more about it and see if it's a good fit for you. That's basically what it is. And the fee covers lunch. So if you want to sign up, again, Jamestown Chamber. Hoover.com and get registered.
March 30th during the lunch hour. Okay.
Yep.
And then the only other thing I think we've got on schedule for the chamber, ribbon cuttings, as always, which are always very exciting events as well.
Yes, yes. We're always excited to be able to cut some ribbons. And we were over at O'Reilly's Auto Parts. They moved across the street into their new location. Used to be the Conlon's furniture store. So congratulations to them. It is awesome in there. You could never tell it was a furniture store. They did a really great job remodeling that space, and it looks really great in there. And of course, they provide such great services, auto services and such, to our community. So congratulations to them on their new location. And then we were over at H&H Holdings and Flooring Cabinets and More. They're partner businesses, and they both moved down the street into the old Infinity building services building. So I'm sure people remember we just held a ribbon cutting for Infinity as well. They moved to a new location. So H&H moved over just down the street. And again, that place looks awesome in there too. It looked like they've always been there. So congratulations to them on their new location and all the great services they provide to the community. They've built a lot of buildings. We were talking with them when we did the ribbon cutting. They've done so many projects in Jamestown. So kudos to them.
Right. And again, always good to recognize the local businesses supporting our local community here in Jamestown. And that's something the Chamber is always looking forward to and always trying to increase that support across the board. People have questions for you, Emily. How should they contact you? And of course, JamestownChamber.com. You can find a lot of this information too. But other than that,
yes, you can always call us. We're at 701-252-4830. You can email me, director@JamestownChamber.com, or stop down and see us. We're located at 122nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown. We are co-located with the Motor Vehicle Department. You need an appointment to go there. To make an appointment, you can call 1-855-633-6835 or visit dot.nd.gov. If you just have to get new tabs for your vehicle registration, there's a kiosk and CashWise, which is very slick. So you can go there when CashWise is open and use the kiosk if you need to do that.
All right, Emily, before we let you go, you're serving on a new board now as well. So you want to talk a little bit about that and how that came about?
Sure. MACE, a Mid-America Chamber Executives Board, is made up of six different states. And I was nominated by another chamber professional in Grand Forks. So I was appointed to that board here just recently, and I look forward to it. It'll be a learning experience for me, but I'm really excited. It'll be great connections and great networking in the chamber world.
Awesome. All right, Emily, thanks so much. We appreciate your time as always. And again, any questions on the chamber, you can contact Emily directly or go to JamestownChamber.com. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Jared.